Deutschlandfunk Nova. Grünstreifen.
Christine Meredith Flaherty, so heißt Kay Flay eigentlich, so steht es zumindest in ihrem Pass, Künstlername eben Kay Flay, kommt aus den USA, im Prinzip so aus der Hip-Hop-Ecke, ne? Mischt aber alles, was ihr gefällt und Spaß macht zusammen, also Pop-Einflüsse kommen da, Elektro und jetzt ganz neu auf dem aktuellen Album ordentlich Gitarren geschrammelt. Irgendwie schon schwer für sie eine Schublade zu finden, wenn man die überhaupt braucht. Ihr Debütalbum Life is a Dog war schon ziemlich erfolgreich in den USA. Jetzt ist eben das zweite Album draußen und heute hat sie mich besucht. Kam frisch vom Festivalwochenende, da hat sie auf dem Southside und dem Hurricane gespielt. Und ich habe sie erstmal gefragt, weil ich mich sehr gut daran erinnern kann, an mein letztes Mal Hurricane. Da war ich von oben bis unten eingestaubt und verdreckt, dass ich dann auf der Nachhausefahrt komisch angeguckt wurde. Mich hat interessiert, wie ist das denn so als Künstlerin vor so einer ziemlich dreckigen und auch ein bisschen erschöpften Festivalmeute aufzuspielen?
Oh, I think it's great. I think any time, I think this is sort of the beauty of a festival in a certain way is that the crowd is kind of broken down to their bare essentials. You know, if you've been outside all day, you're covered with dust, you're probably thirsty, maybe drunk, you're kind of at the most primal state of your human nature. And I think
close to animals.
Yeah. And in that state, I think you're really receptive to new things. Like I have this whole theory about how hangovers are good. Like mm-hmm. they make you a good person when you're hungover. Like I find that I tend to be really open to experiences and want to have conversation. I think it's because I don't have the ability to muster identity. You know, I'm just me. And I think it's the same thing at a festival. When you've been outside all day in the elements, you're at a point where you're just ready to interact with people and music in a really like kind of basic fundamental way.
But is it harder to cheer them up? Because, you know, like if you're at a concert and everyone is dressed nicely and so on, and then you have this muddy, right. this muddy crowd.
Yeah, but I think, again, I think sometimes it's that muddy, dusty crowd who's ready to be energetic off the bat. But, you know, I find that one thing I have to remember as a performer, because I go to a lot of shows, and sometimes when I'm at a show that I'm loving, I'm just standing still. Like I'm taking it in, I'm absorbing the experience and I'm enjoying it, but I'm not going wild necessarily. So sometimes I have to remember, like, people enjoy music and connect to it in their own way. And sometimes that's like wild and sometimes it's really quiet. And okay. Both ways are okay.
If I would be the one who organizes the lineup of this festival, I would have like a second thought where I should put your act, because I could put you like in the hip hop corner mm-hmm. or in between two indie alternative mm-hmm. bands, because the new album, the second album of yours is more like more guitars coming up. So did they put you in the right place in their time schedule?
I think so. We sadly had to leave right after our set both days because we had to drive in a van from place to place. But in terms of, I mean, the crowd when we were there was amazing. So I feel like we were in the right place. It seemed like everybody was in touch with it. But it's, you know, I think what's been cool for me is because the music has spanned all of these different genres and spaces, I'm actually pretty comfortable performing in a lot of different arenas and on lots of different kinds of bills. So I think it would have been okay no matter what. But that is a conundrum. It's a classic conundrum related to me, where to put me.
Yeah, because in Germany we have the saying, we put you in a drawer. You know, there's a drawer for hip-hop, there's a drawer mm-hmm, for indie mm-hmm. alternative, and I have the feeling that we need to invent a drawer for you.
I think so. Okay, Germany, invent a drawer for me. So next time I come back.
But is this, like I said, the second album is more like indie alternative influence because of the guitars. Is this kind of a back to the root things? Because if I'm right, the guitar was the first instrument you learned to play, right?
Yeah, you're totally right. You know, I learned to play guitar at a time when I wasn't musical. Like, I mean, I could play it, but it wasn't a part of my life in any kind of real meaningful way. And then I started getting into hip hop, and that was sort of my entry point for making my own music. But the past couple of years, especially, I think, you know, I started to get comments about my live show, like, man, this is like a rock show. Just, I think, my behavior on stage and the way I was moving and just the way I was structuring it, I think, was sort of a more traditional rock structure than a rap structure. And
no golden chains.
Yeah,
for
exactly. Definitely no chains. But, you know, I think that coupled with I was starting to discover and really investigate more rock music and a lot of heavier rock music that I just hadn't been interested in or really exposed to in a huge way. So it was like I was discovering this music, and the power, I think, for me of having that live instrumentation was just really exciting. You know, and it was really natural for this record. I was like, I want there to be guitars. And a lot of the songs I started writing on a guitar, and I thought, well, why don't I just follow that spirit? And instead of worrying about what category the song is, let's just, like, if I started with a riff, let's make it a rock song. Or, like, you know, kind of a rock song. Everything is a little bit in between.
Would you describe yourself as rebellious? Because I heard your song Plague Wave, and it sounds like, meeting Christine at the dark corner late night. Because there's one like stumbling down the street, I swear to God, you don't want to test me. I was like, whoa. So,
well, now you've met me, so I think you can confidently assert I would not.
It's daylight, and you know.
That's true. Well, you know, that song was written pretty soon after the election in the U.S., and I think, and we still are, you know, much of the country roiling with this sort of swirl of anger and fear and outrage and disgust. And I think as time goes on, and especially as I'm out of the country, you know, a real sense of shame, because I, you know, certainly Donald Trump doesn't represent me or my views or the people in my life or their viewpoints or their, you know, attitudes towards other people and how to treat them. But I was definitely in the initial stage of that feeling and got into the studio, and I was just like, you know, I never yell in real life. I'm very, like, I rarely get angry, actually. But I think the times when I feel like I can't express that is through music. And I was like, I want to make a song where we yell. Like, why not? And I also feel like as a woman, it's important to me, at least, to have some of that wild energy, to have that rebellious spirit, because I think we're at a place in music right now where there's a lot of fear around being that way. You know, your image is very, like, I think social media and whatever has created this strange thing where everybody's so curated and so
plastic.
Yeah, and just so, I don't know. And of course, this isn't everybody, but it's important to me. A lot of the people I look up to in music, you know, are maybe 15, 20 years ago, rock, female, like, alternative leads who just, to me, embody this attitude of, like, don't give a... Can I swear? Is this... You can swear? Don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? Like, just... And I think Black Wave for me was a song where I was like, I literally want to express that attitude, you know, because I think a lot of people are feeling it. And I think a lot of women especially. I mean, like, talk about a... Not, I shouldn't say everything else aside, but here's a president who has openly stated a million terrible things, racist things, xenophobic things, homophobic things. But, you know, to basically just shut down half of the people and say, like, you know, we see his behavior towards women. I think it's really reprehensible and just, I don't even know. I don't know what, I feel like I'm in a nightmare.
Sagt Kay Flay, Musikerin aus den USA.
Deutschlandfunk Nova, Grünstreifen.